this is no longer the time to negotiate, unfortunately. We went on the street on 25th, and we wanted to negotiate. We wanted to talk to our government. We were, you know, knocking the door. They decided to negotiate with us at night with rubber bullets, with police sticks, with you know, water hoses, with tear gas tanks, and with arresting about 500 people of us. Thanks, you know, we got the message. Now, when we escalated this and it became really big, they started listening to us.
More snow and frigid temperatures. The plains and parts of the Mid-South are bracing for a powerful weather system that is forecast for 8 states and could bring several feet of snow to the Mountain West and up to 12 inches in parts of Oklahoma, where they're still digging out from last week's storm. Parts of central Texas could see 2 to 4 inches of snow and sleet. The system is also expected to bring rain and snow to the deep south later in the week, before delivering a wintry mix along parts of the East Coast on Thursday.
There is no question that we have made many important strides in securing our country from terrorism since 9/11. But the threat continues to evolve, and in some ways, the threat today may be at its most heightened state since the attacks nearly 10 years ago.
This is obviously a very important development, and it means a lot in terms of one's overall brain recovery. What we've known so far is all the milestones that she's been passing over the last month now, a month and a day that this happened. When someone is talking now and able to say something that has meaning, in this case, I just got off the phone with her office, what the meaning, what she was saying was asking for toast, for example, that obviously indicates that her ability to communicate.
There's hippos hanging out in a lake in Kenya where a female apparently felt a boat of tourists was getting just a little too close. So the hippo charges at full speed. Check her out. She can move, but not fast enough. Not fast enough to catch these tourists.